Welcome to the Leading Function, Business Management for Every Enterprise. Today we're going to be talking about the need for leading. In the leading stage, the senior management, managers, department heads, and any other person who is authorized to direct, right? This is who leaders are. This is who our supervisory personnel consist of. We need to establish good communication to facilitate the exchange of information and feedback regarding work. We need to do this easily and simply, right? We need to make sure that we keep it simple. Assign work to subordinates or groups, right? The leader makes the decision. The manager, the supervisor makes this decision, right? They assign the work. They allocate the work, the resources, out as necessary. Review and monitor the performance and the results of the work done. Checks and balances, right? We come back, we follow up, we make sure the work is done correctly. We want to make sure that it's done accurately, efficiently, effectively, so that we can output, maximize. So the leading function can be termed as a maximum utilization of the existing manpower in the most effective manner for achievement of the goals and objectives. So again, maximization, utilization of the existing manpower. We want to maximize our output, right? We want to utilize our manpower effectively and get the most for it, do more with less, right? We want to make sure that we're being efficient. In the organizational structure, which follows a hierarchical pattern, each employee is part of the leading function, where each employee in a higher position directs those who are in subordinate positions. I think we spoke about that in the last video, in the staffing function video. You're going to have subordinates are always going to report to another subordinate, right? You're going to have a team leader. You're going to have a floor leader. You're going to have somebody that's always over something that reports back to somebody else higher in the hierarchy of leading, right? So the employees are made to realize their own benefits in helping the organization grow. So as they help the organization grow, they are going to increase their skills. They're going to be more effective, more efficient at their job, which is going to make them more likely candidate for promotion. So they want to benefit themselves by benefiting the organization. Employees are able to recognize their own contributions in the successful completion of tasks, and thus they develop a sense of pride in their achievements, like we just spoke about. As they grow in their position and they develop skills and knowledge and their skill set expands, then they'll start to have a sense of pride in their achievements and their job. So they feel responsible towards their own jobs and are motivated to perform better. They see the opportunity for them in the future if they continue to work hard. The person leading subordinates should give equal importance to all those working under them without giving anybody the sense of being ignored. So we want to make sure that everybody has an equal opportunity to advance. Not everybody will advance, but let the cream rise to the top, and that way we'll know through competition who is ready to be promoted and who's not. So let's discuss the aim and magnitude of leading. So there are two important dimensions of the leading or directing function. One is the aim. The person directing the subordinates does so with the aim of achieving objectives and business goals. Our aim should always be to promote the welfare of the business while we're at work, whatever their objectives and their goals are. Magnitude is the area or boundary of directing or leading. This area covers the whole organization, all its functions, units, processes, departments, and their human elements. Human elements are the employees at various levels. Their directing skills, their knowledge and competencies, their attitudes towards work, towards personal beliefs, social behavior, interpersonal skills, etc. So let's talk about what makes a good leader. A successful leader must possess leadership qualities along with other abilities to be able to lead employees towards successful completion of the assigned tasks. Right? We want to make sure that we can give them the tools they need to complete these tasks and complete the goals and objectives set forth by the organization in an effective and efficient manner. Possessing leadership qualities is just an asset and is not essential. Because some self-motivated groups or teams do not need a leader to motivate them. So if you have a group of driven individuals that can work together and harness their resources, their intellectual capital, their sweat equity together to drive forward to the goal, and they all can do it individually and pull their own weight, they may not need a leader. But a lot of times, people don't function efficiently or effective without a leader. So the leading function requires a leader to focus and motivate employees to enable them to complete their tasks and achieve organizational objectives effectively and efficiently, optimizing output. This also means that a good leader will take accountability and responsibility for the failures and errors and guides employees in resolving issues. You don't want to be a leader that always casts blame on somebody else. You want to accept the blame if it's under your watch and you're the leader. Accept responsibility for the failures, correct them, and move forward. Somebody that can accept responsibility and accountability more than likely will get respect from their employees. A good leader will facilitate an environment of continuity and momentum, and there is flexibility in allowing change. We need to be flexible. Market conditions and work environments are never fixed. They're never the same. They always change. So with changing times, managers need to be flexible in their management style. So let's talk about the aspect of delegating. That is a crucial part of being a leader. Anybody that doesn't delegate, any manager that doesn't delegate, they're ultimately putting more stress on themselves. Somebody that is a manager that doesn't delegate effectively will find themselves stressed out, overwhelmed, downtrodden, right? Not happy with life. That's why you have to learn to effectively delegate. That way you can, one, give other people experience to broaden their organizational skills and sharpen the skills that they're currently developing. One, because you can train them to be better employees, and two, maybe even give them an opportunity for advancement. Next, delegating allows you to actually get your job done more effectively, because there may be more important things that you have to deal with for senior management that doesn't necessarily involve the organizational operations. So now it'll give you time to focus on things that senior management wants done for them. So we've got to make sure that we are delegating effectively and understanding who our resources are, how to use them effectively, and make sure that we are taking the pressure off ourselves and delegating in the right fashion.